Hey everyone, I hope you are super well. I'm just about to jump on an Inner Circle call with a guest and a good friend of mine, Mr. Jason Everett, who resides in Northern California, and he's an absolute rock star, and he helps businesses across the globe absolutely kill it, and he was a special guest in my Inner Circle group. So I'm giving you a sneak peek of some of the stuff we spoke about. I hope you enjoy it. See you soon. Hey everyone, hope you're super well. It's good to see you all. It's Friday afternoon. It doesn't really matter what afternoon it is because it's kind of like, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is at the moment, right? You're all at home. Listen, I appreciate you guys for kind of dialing in at such short notice. We're 3:30 here in the UK, bang on. I think, guys, is this our, how many calls have we had this week, Jack? This is our,
I think this is 5, maybe 6.
Yeah, I think it's our second call today. So I just wanted to say to you all, the secret to success is show up. And we had 40 people on the, or 30 to 40 people on the tech call about 2 hours ago. And then we had for Jane Johnson's call, we had another 45 of you. And then so you guys are just doing an awesome job. So I appreciate that. And this is where you sharpen the saw, as they say, and you're doing that. Good to see you in the UK, good to see you in Spain, good to see you in Ireland, wherever you're joining me from. So, listen, our special guest is a little bit pushed for time today. So we have a 30-minute call, so I'm going to crack on and introduce him straight away. So, guys, listen, first of all, I've been wanting to get Jason to share with us for quite some time. And just with everything that's happening right now, I had to connect him with us and you guys. And I've kind of introed him a little bit on the group. But let me just tell you, when I say he's a rock star, he's an absolute freaking rock star. He's one of the greatest trainers on the planet, and he's part of a group of people that are really, really high-class trainers. A good friend of mine, he helps salon owners do insane things in their practices. And as I've said to many of you before, one of the biggest things I learned from Dan Kennedy was you'll often learn more from people outside of your industry than you will from inside your industry. Because the stuff we learn inside the industry is just rehashed most of the time, and someone just puts a slightly different spin on it. When you look at it from someone outside the industry, and they'll do something, and you're like, of course we can repurpose that. But what's so interesting about Jason is that he's helping bricks and mortar businesses right now in a time where freaking bricks and mortar is going to be a tough old time now. And what's also interesting about Jason is the absolute giant online. He's a rock star. So first of all, without further ado, Jason, how are you, my friend?
What up, man? Dude, I'm so excited to have the opportunity to be here. And I'm sorry I only got 30 minutes for you, but I'll make it a badass 30 minutes if that's okay.
Yeah, I know you will, brother. I know you will. So listen, first of all, I just wanted to say, dude, how's it going? How's it going with your group? What are you focusing your group on at the moment? Bricks and mortar, and
yeah.
Go for it, bro.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say what's up, everybody. Give me some waves up on the screen. I want to make sure you guys can hear me, see me, and you're not screwing off and doing something else and multitasking. Super important thing. I want to pay attention to what's going on. Do me a favor, because I don't know where you guys are from. Type in the chat where you guys are from so I just kind of get to know you a little bit, because Ryan knows you guys really well. I don't. And Ryan, I just want to say, man, dude, when you and I met in San Diego by a chance, like walk into each other at a conference meeting, it was so awesome to take an online meeting and make it online. And now I just want to say more than ever, and I'll answer your question, is that now more than ever, I want you guys to know that digital connections are how we are connecting. And Ryan's doing an amazing job of this. Like it just shows by how many people you have on and what's going on. And now more than ever, holy crap, you guys are from freaking everywhere. That's amazing. So I'm out here in Northern California. Outside of San Francisco is kind of, I live about an hour and a half outside of San Francisco. And what I just want to say is that, you know, now all the things that used to be niceties, like it used to be nice to be able to do Zoom calls, and people like Ryan were pioneering this stuff. And it used to be nice to be able to do these things. You're like, oh, that's cute, but I'd rather meet in person, or I'd rather have a regular team meeting. I'd rather have to do it. All those niceties have now instantaneously become necessities. right? And I want you guys to hear that, like, all the things that used to be like, oh, that guy who's got a good camera and he's on camera, that's fun, cute. Now it's like, if you are not on camera, you are in the Stone Ages. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're back there trying to rub two sticks together to try and make your business run. So just, Ryan is teaching you some of the best stuff in the industry right now, and I'm so happy to be able to be here, bro. And dude, clearly because of the size of your group and from how all over the world they are, it just, it says a lot. Oh, Cyprus is even on the line. Dude, that's amazing. Give me a wave if you're the person from Cyprus, by the way. What's up? Dude, that's awesome. Okay, so what am I doing with my brick and mortar companies?
Actually, you know what, Jason, I'm gonna jump in there just one second. I would add one thing. You might even not know this. Even as Satan, I said, you learn so much from people outside of your industry. And in our industry, where we have people who are mostly chiropractors on the call, we have some physiotherapists, we have some osteopaths, but mostly chiropractors. Yeah. And there was a video you posted, could have been months ago, years ago, and you were helping your salon owners understand the concept of future visit stat or future booking stat, or making sure you measure that. And at the time, I was like, kind of, I had this concept in my head that was very important. But I often tell the group before this, even I said, you know, one of the big things that solidified how important that stat was, doesn't matter what interesting was, when I heard you talk about it. So I just want to give you a shout out there. You might not even know that you said that. And then I was like, that's so important. And we've really implemented that in our businesses because of something you did. So thanks, dude.
Yeah, and I'll drop out because I just so you guys know, I do run a company called the High Performance Salon Academy, and it's so hilarious, Ryan. I love how you introed me because you're like, well, you know, just so you guys know, because Jason's not from our industry, you could still get some information. I want you guys to hear, I am not from the salon industry. Like, I know that sounds crazy, and I don't know, like, how else to say that, but, like, I was never a hairstylist. I was never a salon owner. I was never any of that stuff. In fact, I come from the training, speaking, coaching industry. I mean, I've been a ballroom dance teacher. I've been in outside sales. I've run a marketing company, but I've never run a hair salon. And in fact, my entire company premise for High Performance Salon Academy, now I have a business partner who is a salon owner, by the way, but my entire premise is my concepts and ideas come from outside the industry and bring that to the salon industry. So I'm not even from the salon industry, just to clarify. And I think what's crazy is like, you're like, hey, he's from the salon industry, just so you guys know, it's good to get information from there. I'm like, I'm not even from there. I want you guys to know the value you can add to other people right now is tremendous. And one quick piece I want to give you about video and marketing, because I run our High Performance Salon Academy. I run another program called the Video Rockstar Academy. I ran that years ago and taught people how to create amazing, epic online events. How do you connect on camera? How do you make sure that your content is engaging and gets people there? How many of you would like to make sure your content is super engaging? Give me a hand up on the screen if that's the case, by the way. By the way, I want you guys to notice I ask a lot of questions. I move really fast. And if you're not playing along, you're going to get left behind. So make sure if I ask for you to do something, you guys do it. Give me a thumbs up if you guys are 100% with me on that, because I'm going to ask for 100% participation. I want to know that you're not multitasking. If you're wrangling children, dogs, pets, or driving a car like the gal in Cyprus is, please do that first before we all die from some other thing besides Corona. So here's the deal. One of the things I want you guys to hear is a 5-minute video. Hold up, five. How many minute video? A 5-minute video viewed online, okay, 500 times. I want you guys to hear this. A 5-minute video viewed online 500 times equates to, you ready for this? You guys, I don't know, nobody's probably done the math on that unless you're super smart really quick. Anybody want to take a guess at how long that is? Unmute yourself and just shout something out if you think you've got a guess. Unmute and shout something out and then mute yourself again. You guys want to shout it out? I want to hear what you guys think. Give me some shouts. You guys got to unmute yourself. Somebody's going to do
2,500?
2,500. Okay, cool. How much time do you guys think that is? Somebody else give me a guess. You can do it. This is group participation. I want to know. Somebody else shout out another guess. Unmute yourself. Try it right now. If you're thinking about it, just do the math off the top of your head. Try it.
Just over 4 hours.
4 hours. Okay, check this out. A 5-minute video viewed 500 times equates to a 40-hour work week. It's actually 42.5 hours. The reason why that's the most important stat you could know right now, while things are going on, no matter what type of business that you have, if you put out just a 5-minute video about here's how to self-care while you're at home, here's how to make sure that you're stretching yourself appropriately, here's how to make sure that you stay, Andy said 41 hours, somebody did some math, right? Is that the idea is that for you to put out just a 5-minute video, even if it only gets 500 views, how many of you have had a video that at least got 500 views? Give me a hand up on the screen if you've had at least one video that got 500 views, even if it was like a video of you and your cats, that's fine. Okay, but a 5-minute video of you 500 times equates to a 40-hour work week. And it used to be that I would tell people that and they'd be like, yeah, but I don't like being on camera and it's not my favorite thing and it's just not my deal. How many of you realize like you are on camera all the damn time now at this point, right? Like you're on camera, you're on Zoom calls, you're on video calls, you're having to have team calls. Like I just got a text from one of my my clients I work with, Redken Hair Care, L'Oreal Hair Care. How many of you guys have heard of those brands? If you guys have heard those, give me a finger wave up here. So I work with those brands and they called me today and they said, Jason, can you do a training for our entire global brand to show people how to have digital team meetings while they're all at home on quarantine right now? And I was like, hell yeah, I can do that. Of course. Can I put my website at the bottom of the video and make sure that they can opt into the things that I do and do all that stuff? Because right now, you know, it's we're in a really, really cool, interesting time where never before in history, the power of you to be able to create video is really extraordinary. So I want to answer Ryan's question. By the way, as a speaker, I'm sorry. I'm just going to keep going until you cut me off, Ryan. So just do like one of these and I'll stop, okay? But what I was going to say is that what I'm doing with our salons right now is I am showing them how to create digital team meetings. I am showing how to connect on social media with their clients. I am showing them, and this is a really, really important pivot that I hope, I have no doubt Ryan's doing this for you guys, but we're doing calls every single morning at 6 a.m. I'm doing support calls. I know you guys are doing daily calls. We're having extra calls throughout the week. We're having extra mastermind sessions. We're doing all these things. But the most important thing is there's three things I'm helping people to do. You probably want to write these things down. If you weren't moving your pen before, now's the time to move your pen, okay? Is it number one, I'm showing people how to stabilize their business. You've got to figure out, you got to get dead accurate on your break even. You got to get dead accurate on your what expenses are out of control, what expenses you need to double down on. And what I would just say on that from this part is, how do you stabilize this? And so we'll talk about this. The three things you want to write down: stabilize, organize, capitalize, and I'll explain each of them. Stabilize, organize, capitalize. So number one is stabilize. You got to get really clear about what you're paying for right now that gives you a return on investment, and what do you pay for right now that has zero return on investment. My little kids, you know, I have two kids. I've got two boys, a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old that are in gymnastics. Right now, I literally called this morning to make sure they were going to cancel my account because I was like, they haven't told me anything. Like if they were running, by the way, I want to say this. If they were running online classes I could slap my kid in front of for 30 minutes, I would put my kid in those classes right now. But they're not. They literally have, you call in and it says, hey, just so you know, due to coronavirus, we're closed. Thanks, we're suspending all your payment. Oh my God. I was like, what a wasted opportunity. I'm like, you guys, like, I wish somebody would answer the phone so I could yell at them and tell them to run a damn class for my 3-year-old because I need them to be entertained right now. And I'd rather have them, instead of watching freaking Paw Patrol, I'd rather have them sit with their teacher for 30 minutes online and get like little tumble classes or something. I'd love to pay for that. But most people have panicked and shut off. So stabilize what you can stabilize, right? Is it right now, I have friends that are dance instructors that are just good friends of mine that I've had for 20 years that they're running digital dance classes every night in a live Facebook group, and they're keeping all their communities plugged in. All their payments are still going through. They're running virtual dance lessons. They're teaching people private lessons online, and they're able to retain most of their income because they made a quick pivot. So stabilize what you can stabilize. Shut off the things with no return on investment. Double down on what you're getting investment out of. So I just upgraded, like in my coaching program, I just upgraded to the biggest program that they offer because I said, I want the best of the best support. I upgraded last week. So I'm actually spending more money on coaching. I'm having more. I don't know if you do these, Ryan. I do breath work and breathing sessions. I do sessions with Jane. You guys had Jane on. I've done sessions with Jane, sessions with Seal. I am doing extra sessions with them to make sure my mind stays super sharp right now because I know how much delivery I have to do.
Yeah,
so I'm doubling down on that.
Literally, I literally phoned Jane. As this all came down, I literally phoned Jane. And I was, Jane, I need you I need you every single week.
Yeah. Week. I was like, just be prepared. And I want you guys to hear, by the way, your clients are thinking the exact same thing. I need my freaking, I just call them physios or chiros or chiropractors, whatever you guys would term. Like, I wish I could get to my chiropractor right now. But my chiropractor is at home chilling, sleeping. I don't know what he's doing right now, but I wish he would be like, hey, I'll have a digital session with you. Like I have him on my iPhone on iMessage. If he said, Jason, I'll walk you through some stretches you can do to give yourself at least a mini adjustment, I would give him money for that right now, but he's got his head buried in the sand and does not give me any of that information. So I'm just throwing out there for you guys, the big thing on stabilize that we're telling salon owners right now is telling them how they can make money. I'm like, look, I don't care if you guys start teaching people how to give themselves virtual haircuts for all I care. Like, I just want you to preserve it. People are doing like root rescue and all these other things that they're doing and showing people how to get their hair. I'm like, you guys need to put out a tutorial video of like how to not cut your hair and look like Ryan. Because most people could, that's the only thing that they can do, right? So I'm like, just how do you get through this? What do you do? How do you style your hair as you're growing it out would be new videos. Like, we're telling all of those things. Yeah, Dan, anything for receding hairlines? No, bro, I wish that was the case, but it ain't going to happen. So, right, these are all the things. So one is stabilize. Number two is organize. Right now, there's never been a greater opportunity for me to tell our salon owners, guys, it is time for you to get organized like you've never been organized before. Meaning that it's time for you to get your inventory done, get your things stabilized, like build your marketing systems out, build your systems for wealth out. You need to get financially educated. So Ryan, I know you're part of the cash flow world and Kiyosaki and all that. We're doing cash flow games inside of our program. We're teaching people about financial education and wealth. Because I don't know if you guys know about this, not to drop out like the biggest bomb ever to this call that would be like, I don't know, really big thing in my mind that you should know about, is that right now the government in the US is proposing a $2 trillion with a T dollar bailout. $2 trillion bailout. Now, what that means is we already had a $1 trillion deficit. $2 trillion just basically means the government is printing money and it's going to dilute the money system. And if the US money system gets diluted, your money, the pound, is going to get diluted, like the euros are going to get diluted, like all that stuff. You guys still on pounds or euros? I don't even know. But whatever the currency is, you guys are going to get your money diluted. Gal from Cyprus knows a little bit about what that's like. Pretty clear on that one. She knows all about that, right? So here's the thing. Is she still on, by the way? I don't see anybody driving in her car. Anyway, give me a wave if you're still on. But what I was going to say is that if the money system gets diluted, you need to know where your money should be right now, because cash is horrible right now. Mm-hmm. Assets are powerful. And so we're actually training our salon owners. I'm like, look, the money that's sitting in your house, here's what you need to do with it. The money that you have in cash, here's what you need to do with it. Here's where you need to be paying attention. So when the market changes, because it will change, you need to understand exactly what to do. So I've just pivoted from I don't have to tell them about how to rebook and pre-book and how to have a great consultation, because they're not doing that right now. But I do need to teach them how to prepare their money. And then all of them have between a dozen to, I have some clients who have 150 staff. I'm teaching them how to teach their staff about money so that when we come out of this thing on the other side, they're going to be the most wealthy people on planet Earth, because we are in the greatest transference of wealth in history if you are paying attention. Now, I know Ryan's probably training you guys on some of that stuff, and I'm happy to point you guys to some resources if you guys need it. But that's a huge thing to, like I said, number one, stabilize. Number two, get organized. Organize your money right now more than ever before. Double down on the things that are returning investment and cut out the things that have just, not become invalid. Last thing, capitalize. I already alluded to it because I talked about where your money needs to go, is capitalize when everybody goes open. If you guys do not think that you're going to have the biggest influx of patients as soon as your doors can get cracked open again, you are losing your damn mind. Everybody's going to be waiting at your door. There's going to be lines of people outside waiting and going like, holy crap, I need to get adjusted. Like, I've been doing everything I can. And again, I get adjusted on a regular basis, and like, I am freaking the freak out. And so, people are going to be lined up for you for days, and you got to get your team prepared inside your practices to make sure that they know how to handle that. Like, if you're not paying somebody right now to stay on the phones and make sure the appointments are booked and be in communication and call every single one of your clients and ask them how you can help and say, hey, what do you need from us? What can we give for you? Like, you're missing out. So don't just be in this self-education mode, which is a great place to be, but be in a proactive mode so you can capitalize on what you can now, because those that are having more frequent contact with their clients and customers are going to come back roaring back into this thing. You guys remember it was called the Roaring 20s for a reason, because when the money came back in, it just went bananas. Like, we're going to have the biggest Roaring 20s ever again, because there's a huge opportunity to capitalize on the other side of this. So Ryan, I know I'm just spitting information here, but dude, what's been helpful? I want you guys to know, type in the chat, what's been the most helpful to you so far? What are you guys getting out of this? And then Ryan, feel free, dude. I'm open book. Ask me whatever you need to know.
Yeah, dude, listen, that's amazing. I think, guys, do you realize what Jason just spoke about there? And we started this going, look, it's not about the salon industry. It's not about the chiropractic industry. It's about the global economy that's happening right now. You guys heard me speak many, many times that the worst number in business is one form of income, one source of new patient, one source of new clients, etc. And it couldn't be more true, because it's not if, it's when the shit hits the fan in something. It's not if, it's when they print more money and our money is worth less. The minute they print more money, your money in the bank is worth less, a lot less, guys. So I know you guys know I do a lot of real estate myself, but I always say that, for me anyway, wealth is a three-lane highway, and that is your business, your information business, and then your real estate business. That's just what's worked well for me, and I'm not in stocks and trading, and I don't really do that stuff, but it's just interesting to hear Jason just reiterate that. You guys learning something? Okay, awesome. Yeah. So I wanted to ask right now then, with your salon owners from a bricks and mortar perspective, are any of them still seeing people, or are they closed?
I think if I had to guess, I might have of hundreds, I might have one or two that are still open, but 99% of them are closed now. Most of them closed this last week. Some have been closed for 2 weeks. And, I think it's just, they've got to be prepared for what they're doing because we don't know if they're going to be closed. And we told them, okay, I don't know if you're going to be closed for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, but let's put a plan together for all three of those situations. And let's make the call as they get developed because, you know, there's a lot of things you can do right now. And the number one thing we've told people is this is not a vacation. This is your chance to double down, do 100 times more than ever before to make sure that you make it on the other side. Somebody said I can speak like a racehorse. Yeah, because I want to make sure I'm only here with you guys for 30 minutes. You can go back and watch this call 100 more times, but I have no more time to give you value.
Listen, guys, Jason's really got 10 minutes. Who's got a question? Just a quick squeeze in a quick question. Who's got a question?
Type it in or throw up your hand. Matthew's got his hand up, bro. Unmute yourself, and I want to hear that cute little baby, too. If he cries or she cries, we're all good.
This is Freddie. Hey.
What's up, Freddie and Matthew?
Yo. What's up? Where are we putting our money? What would you recommend right now?
Good. Two things. I don't recommend where to put your money. And I say that because I want you to get educated. Kiyosaki's a huge fan of don't say put your money somewhere. But what I will say, what type of things to put your money into right now is anywhere besides cash. Okay. So cash is going to become useless. Gold, silver, real estate, those are all things that over time will always retain value. But even if you do something like buy a car right now, like I know that sounds silly, and that's why I'm saying I'm not going to tell you go buy a car. But like even if you bought a car right now, that car's perceived value is going to go up. Your cash perceived value is going to go down. So just super important thing to make sure that like a lot of people are like I'm seeing a bunch of like bad coaches make these mistakes is they're telling people to like get all the cash you can, get all the cash you can. And I'm like, oh my God, get rid of all the cash you can. Take as much debt as you can on right now. Mm. Use your cash to buy things. Get as much debt because if your cash is going to be worth less, guess what else gets to be worth less? Your debt. So if you take out a loan for $100,000 right now and $100,000 in cash is only has the buying power of $50,000 in the future, guess what your debt does? That $100,000 in debt now has a buying power of $50,000 in the future. So just be really aware that even though your cash goes down, so does the ability to repay your debt will go down. So just know, move it out of cash. So I'm not going to tell you exactly where to put it, Matthew. There's a bunch of ideas, but move it out of cash, put it into assets, and make sure you're not just holding on to it. James says, would you move from government bonds into? I don't do anything with government bonds, so I'm not qualified to answer the government bonds question, but I never put any money in government bonds. I like to be in things that I can control. So I can control business, I can control real estate, I can control assets, I can even control buying and selling physical things like cars. Digital currency is not something that I play in very much, and I also don't do anything with government bonds. Somebody said buying art. If you know about art, buy some freaking art. What I would just encourage you to do is buy something that you know the most about, and if you don't know the most about it, then you need to get educated before you buy anything. Because buying gold and silver, if you don't know anything about gold and silver, is stupid. Buying real estate, if you don't know anything about real estate, is stupid. And same thing with buying art. Like, I'm not an art collector, so if I went out and bought some art, I'd probably buy dumb art right now. And then it would be worthless now and worthless in the future. So learn about what you want to buy more of.
Cool, Matt. Helpful, Matt. Awesome, guys. Awesome. Another question. Let's squeeze in one more.
Got some time. Throw up another. I think, Tom, did you have your hand up? Tom's like biking like a beast. He's like triple tasking. He's getting his Peloton and this on.
It's because my wife's next door taking notes. It's okay.
I like he's already delegated notes too. I love it.
We'll be in trouble when we get up.
What's your question, Tom?
My question is, you pretty much answered it. Do we use our cash reserves to support the business or take a loan? I suppose the only issue we've got at the moment is no one's lending right now. They'll be lending in a few weeks, I'm sure, but right now, no one's lending.
Yeah. Yeah, so good question. So right now, this is a really important answer, and I was just talking to our CPA team that's going to be coming on and doing an advisory call for our group because here's the thing. The answer depends on what your cash reserve question is. Look, I'm a fan of having 3 months of cash reserves on hand for moments like this. They're proposing a bill in the U.S., and by the way, I want you to hear the bill is getting they're working on right now in the U.S. is $2 trillion bailout. Is going to be set up so that anybody on U.S. what's unemployment is going to be able to, instead of take 50% of their unemployment, they're going to be able to take 100% of their unemployment. Super important thing. And then any business, this is being proposed, it's not done yet, but they're working hard on it, is that anything that they said they're trying to get it approved so that any business can pay for 2.5 times their payroll. So meaning 2.5 months of their payroll, that they can get a loan or a loan from the government that can be forgiven as a government grant. So what that means is, if this goes through, and I don't know, it could change already today, and I don't even know. But like, if this goes through, what that would mean is my clients will actually have more money than they've ever had before. They'll have a workforce of people that are sitting at home with nothing to do that they need to empower and start putting to work. So they are going to have a cash problem coming up in the next 30 to 60 days. So that's why it's even more important for them to understand wealth. So I don't know if Tom, if that answered your question, but I think you got to pay attention to, you know, if you have cash right now, using your cash and deciding like, look, let's say you have $100,000, you need to make a budget for that 100 grand and say, look, this is how much I'm willing to put into the business before I decide enough is enough and I got to shut the damn thing down. Or if you're like, I would never quit on my business. Like when I started my business, I literally said, I will do whatever it takes to keep it open until forever. So I would exhaust every financing means that I had before I ever went back and got a job for somebody else, became a Uber Eats delivery driver. So like, I know that every dollar of my cash will be kept to preserve my business regardless of what the government does. But I also know how to sell, and I haven't had to dip into any savings account because I've still retained all of my clients because I'm giving them more of what they need right now. And we're still flowing and going and doing everything that needs to happen. And I'm just doubling down on delivery and looking for new opportunities to make money in other areas that were previously not available to 2 weeks ago. Now there's like millions of people calling me for different things, ready to still spend money. So does that help, Tom? Give me a thumbs up on your bike, man, if that helps. Cool. Any other questions you guys have, or what can I do? I know I'm like spitting stuff super fast at you, probably at a million miles an hour. It feels like drinking from a fire hose, but what are the things that you guys want to know? Brian McElroy, dude, unmute yourself, you and your lady there, and then Amelia. I was going to say first one.
Unmute Brian. Can you speak a little bit more about capitalizing on if we can maybe do digital consultations or phone consultations, or, you know, as Cairo's, you know, it's very hands-on, you know, the adjustment is. So what do you think we could maybe capitalize on?
So that? Can I tell you guys the lie that you guys all tell yourselves? You ready? You think that what you do is touching people and making adjustments.
Okay.
It's a lie. It's part of what you do. But what you do, if you really boiled it down, is you provide people with relief. Let's be super clear. You provide people with relief. You happen to do that through chiropractic adjustments and your hands. But last time I checked, you guys have other ways to give people relief, right? Hello, can you guys give me a nod if you have other ways to give people relief besides actually touching them? Mental relief, physical relief. Let me show you this. My wife is a physical therapist, by the way. She has her master's degree in physical therapy. And so, you know, I was like, yeah, she's like, well, I got to do all these things. She's like, yeah, but how many things can you walk people through? Like, here's how to put two tennis balls together and wrap them up this way, and then roll this down your back and do it. Like, if you get the idea out of your head that you have to touch somebody to give them value, your whole world opens up. Is all of a sudden everything can be done digitally and it doesn't matter. And they will love you even more when you can put your hands on them. Does that help, Brian?
Yeah. So, you know, it's not necessarily about us charging for consultations and that sort of thing. It's about giving out free information.
No, that's not what I said. I said charge for consultations. Okay. This is the other mistake that people are doing right now, is they're giving their face off. They're giving their faces off just to like, oh, I want to keep you as a client. And they're giving and giving and giving. Give some things and then say, by the way, if anybody wants a digital session with me, I know a normal chiropractic adjustment is 50 pounds or whatever, but look, it's 50 pounds if you want a digital session with me, it's 30 pounds. Why can you not charge right now? People actually have more money now than they've ever had before. I was going to have money because I have extra money because I was going to fly somewhere. Didn't have to fly somewhere. I'm not eating out as much. I actually have more money. I've canceled more subscriptions, more services. There's more money now than ever before. And if you say, hey, by the way, I can do a digital adjustment session and walk you through how to put your body in a good position and help you to do that for 30 minutes and charge you for that digitally, stop giving everything away for free. Remember, the currency is still there. People still have money. You can still charge people for things. But like I said, you guys have this thing in your mind that says, if I don't touch you, I can't charge you. Get that out of your mind. Your world will change. So I know I'm almost out of time here, but Brian, was that helpful?
Thanks. Yeah, 100%.
Dude, and I hope you guys hear me, because I'm just going to tell you right now, only 10% of you guys are going to hear what I just said. The rest of you guys are going to say, no, I have to touch people in order to charge them, and you're going to give away your stuff for free, and you're going to be broke. Excuse my language. You're going to be broke as shit in the next couple of weeks instead of the people who are charging for consultations. And somebody on this call is going to start charging, and it's going to spread like wildfire, and whoever did it first is going to be the one who wins and takes everybody else's customers. Sorry.
Guys, how many of you enjoyed the session with Jason? Rockstar, I told you. Jason, bro, you rock, dude. Thank you so much for coming to give such value to my crew.
Dude, and of course.
I appreciate you so much, and I will see you Monday.
Dude, can we do this? Can you guys take a photo with me real quick? I want to take a digital photo with you guys. Can you guys all smile in the camera and give me a wave up here? Not in front of your face, but give me a smile real quick. Ready? 1, 2, 3. You guys are freaking badasses. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being on. Ryan, keep up the good work, brother, man.
Jason, speak to you Monday, brother. See you then.
All right.
You're awesome,
see
bro.
You guys.
Thank you so much.
Hey guys, thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and turn on the notifications so you know exactly when I'm coming on to give you a great tip.